Some other cities are responding to their financial troubles by outsourcing public services. One is Half Moon Bay, a seaside town south of San Francisco that's turned over some government functions to neighboring communities. NPR's Jim Zarrilli reports.
Police Chief Lee Violette heads down the narrow corridor of the small prefab building that houses the Half Moon Bay Police Department.
We actually use this also as our DOC, Emergency Operations Center, property evidence room down there, Detective Bureau. We have no Detective Bureau. That was one of the positions that was eliminated 2 years ago.
The department has been laying people off for some time. Within months, it will shut down altogether, and the San Mateo County Sheriff's Office will take over law enforcement in the town.
In my 38 years of police work, this is the first department that I've been involved in where we're actually looking at terminating the Half Moon Bay Police Department as a municipal entity.
The town is also outsourcing its Parks and Recreation Department to a neighboring community, and city officials say more cuts could come. Half Moon Bay's troubles began when it was sued by a developer who'd been denied the right to build a subdivision. A judge awarded him $38 million, so this town of 13,000 people has to spend more than $1 million a year, one-sixth its current budget, paying off the judgment. To pay the cost, the town had to begin laying off employees, says Mayor Naomi Patridge.
The first major cut was devastating for everybody, but we thought, okay, we can handle this. And then as time went on, the economics got very, very bad.
Half Moon Bay depends heavily on tourism, and as the recession took hold, hotel and sales tax revenues fell sharply. To fill the budget gap, the city council asked residents last November to approve a 1% increase in the local sales tax.
I said, what are these people, nuts? Who's going to vote for any kind of a tax increase in this environment?
Charles Nelson, who owns a cooking store on Main Street called Toque Blanche, says if the measure had passed, the local sales tax would have exceeded 10%.
So I didn't want people, when they think of Half Moon Bay, to think of high sales tax. That I didn't see how that would be good for business. And if it wasn't good for business, ultimately it wouldn't bring in the revenues that the city needed.
Some people in town supported the tax increase, people like longtime resident Bill Bakalenikoff. He says the extra taxes are a small price to pay to keep the town going.
Nobody likes to pay taxes, but then again, if you want city services, you want to have a smooth-running community, you got to pay it.
But the tax increase was ultimately defeated, and since then, the city has had to slash government services. More than half of the city's employees have been laid off. City officials are trying to put the best face on what's happened. Police Chief Violette says the cuts have been so severe that the local police force was probably no longer viable as an independent department. There's not enough money for training or adequate staffing. So he says turning over policing duties to the county sheriff probably makes the most sense.
Well, I think what you're seeing here is probably long overdue. I think a lot of people in Half Moon Bay would have said, you know, maybe we should have looked more closely at this a year or two ago and we would have been ahead a little bit.
Many longtime residents say something will be lost in Half Moon Bay when the police force is disbanded. But at a time when budgets are so tight, many local services may be a luxury that the city can no longer afford. Jim Zarrilli, NPR News.